Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Testifying before the U.S. Senate's Banking Committee Tuesday about Libra's proposed cryptocurrency, Facebook's David Marcus said only a Libra cryptocurrency wallet will be built into Messenger and WhatsApp, not competing wallets. However, Marcus did say that data portability would let users switch to a competitor if they so desired. Marcus also stressed that you will not have to trust Facebook because it's only one of 28 current and potentially 100 or more Libra Association members, and that he'd be comfortable accepting his own compensation in Libra form to prove he believes in the cryptocurrency. When asked if Facebook would collect data about transactions made with Calibra that are made on Facebook, Marcus said that Facebook would still let users pay with credit cards and other mediums as well as Calibra. Amazon is facing an antitrust probe in the European Union, and sources tell Bloomberg a formal investigation may begin within days. The EU's competition division head, Margaret Vestager, previously said she wanted to escalate a preliminary inquiry into how Amazon may be unfairly using sales data to undercut smaller shops in its marketplace. It would be the first time the EU has directly targeted Amazon's business model, but the third time the company has been probed by the regulator. After more than a year, the Republic of Chad has restored internet access to social networks, including Facebook and Twitter. The blocks were put in place in March of 2018 following political protests. Waze is adding estimated applicable toll prices to a route's data panel next to the route's ETA and traffic situation. If a toll feels higher, the driver wants to avoid it, they have the option to take an alternate route. The feature will start rolling out today in the U.S., Canada, and Israel. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon 855 Plus system on a chip, which features higher clock speeds than the existing Snapdragon 855 and is targeted at gaming and VR. The 855 Plus includes the 8-core Cairo 485 CPU, now with the main core clocked at up to 2.96 GHz, paired with Adreno 640 graphics that Qualcomm claims will be 15% faster than the standard 855. The SoC will only have 4G on board, so 5G will require a separate modem. The Snapdragon 855 Plus will be available soon, with Asus confirming it in the upcoming ROG Phone 2, which comes July 23rd. The Galaxy Note 10, coming on August 7th, is another likely device to use it. Microsoft's latest version of Windows 10, due in September, will allow third-party voice assistants, beside its own Cortana, to activate on the lock screen. Amazon also enabled its assistant Wake Word on its Windows 10 app earlier this year. Microsoft has continued to move Cortana away from a built-in search experience within Windows and put more focus on it as a standalone app and service. Microsoft is starting to test the upcoming assistant changes in a new Windows 10 build released to Windows Insider testers today. Alphabet subsidiary Wing launched a new app called OpenSky, designed to serve as an air traffic control system to manage the expected growth of flying devices. OpenSky is a free app for the PC, Android, and iOS, approved to manage drone flights in Australia. Wing is working on demonstration programs with the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to get the app approved, as well as in other countries. Competing companies such as AirMap and Iris Automation are also developing similar products to keep drones safe during auto flights and are conducting tests themselves with the FAA. And finally, Arm launched Flexible Access, a new licensing model designed to help startups get easier access to Arm's intellectual properties, or IP, without upfront licensing costs. Previously, the only way to get access to Arm's IP was to select products you wanted to license upfront, which startups don't always know. Flexible Access terms now allow partners to get access to the IP and only pay a per-unit royalty fee once they go into production. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.